ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवन कैंटो चैप्टर 11 एंटाइटल्ड द परफेक्ट सोसाइटी फोर सोशल क्लासेस टेक्स्ट 7 Before that, there are two verses which don't have bigger purport. Srinarada Uvacha, Natva Bhagavate Jaya Lokanam Dharma Setave Vakshe Sanatanam Dharmam Narayana Mukhashutam. Srinarada Muni said, after first offering my obeisances unto Lord Krishna, the protector of the religious principles of all living entities, let me explain the principles of the eternal religious system of which I have heard from the mouth of Narayan. Purport. The word Aja refers to Krishna, who explains in Bhagavad Gita, Ajopisan Avyayatma. I am ever existing and thus I never take birth. There is no change in my existence. Text 6. Yovatiryam anon अंशेन दाक्षायण्यां तु धर्मतः लोकानां स्वस्तये ध्यास्ते तपो बदरिकाश्रमे। लॉर्ड नारायण अलॉन्ग विथ हिज पार्शियल मैनिफेस्टेशन नर अपियर्ड इन दिस वर्ल्ड थ्रू द डॉटर ऑफ दक्ष महाराज नोन एज मूर्ति। ही वॉज बिगॉटन बाय धर्म महाराज फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज। इवन नाउ ही स्टिल एंगेज्ड इन एग्जीक्यूटिंग ग्रेट ऑस्टेरिटीज near the place known as Badrikashram. Text 7, kindly. Dharma Moolam Hi Bhagavan Sarva Vedamayo Harihi Smritam Chatat Vidam Rajan Ena Chatma Prasidati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Supreme Being, the Personality of Godhead, is the essence of all Vedic knowledge, the root of all religious principles, and the memory of great authorities. O King Yudhishthir, this principle of religion is to be understood as evidence. On the basis of this religious principle, everything is satisfied, including one's mind, soul, and even one's body. Purport. As stated by Yamaraj, Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Yamaraj, the representative of the Lord who takes care of the living beings after their death, gives his verdict as to how and when the living being will change his body. He is the authority, and he says that the religious principles consist of the codes of laws given by God. No one can manufacture religion, and therefore manufactured religious systems are rejected by the followers of the Vedic principles. In Bhagavad Gita 15.15, it is said, Vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyaha. Vedic knowledge means to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Therefore, whether one speaks of the Vedas, scriptures, religion, or the principle of everyone's occupational duty, all of them must aim at understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.6 therefore concludes, Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhakti radhokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. In other words, religious principles aim at learning how to render transcendental loving service to the Lord. That service must be unmotivated and unchecked by material conditions. Then human society will be happy in all respects. The Smriti, the scriptures following the principles of Vedic knowledge, are considered the evidence of Vedic principles. There are 20 different types of scriptures for following religious principles. And among them, the scriptures of Manu and Yajnavalkya are considered to be all-pervading authorities. In the Yajnavalkya Smriti, it is said, Shruti Smriti Sadacharaha Swasya Cha Priyamatmanaha Samyak Sankalpajah Kamo Dharma Moolam Idam Smritam. One should learn human behavior from Shruti, the Vedas, and from Smriti, the scriptures. Following the Vedic principles, one should learn human behavior from Shruti, the Vedas, and from Smriti, the scriptures, following the Vedic principles. Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, says, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhim Vina Aikantiki Hrar Bhaktir Utpataya Iva Kalpate. The purport is that to become a devotee, one must follow the principles laid down in the Shruti and Smriti. One must follow the codes of Puranas and the Pancharatriki Vidhi. One cannot be a pure devotee without following the Shruti and Smriti. And the Shruti and Smriti, without devotional service, cannot lead one to the perfection of life. Therefore, from all the evidence, the conclusion is that without bhakti, devotional service, there is no question of religious principles. God is the central figure in the performance of religious principles. Almost everything going on in this world as religion is devoid of any idea of devotional service and is therefore condemned by the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. Without devotional service, so-called religious principles are only cheating. After hearing the transcendental qualities of this great exalted devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj is so much inspired and further asks Narada Muni about the dharma of a human being. And the whole process of Varnashram, by which all these wonderful qualities can actually be developed. Further, all these 30 qualities which are essential and for a human being to develop and which actually satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead is discussed. But before that, before Narada starts answering the question, he is offering his respectful prayers to all the previous acharyas, including the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Knowing fully well that it's only by the mercy of the Supreme Lord that we are able to understand the essence of all religion. The process by which truly a person can become happy, can become satisfied, suprasidati, completely satisfied, and ultimately achieve the perfection of life. The whole purpose of the Lord descending into this world is just this, to give this knowledge. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. So therefore, for whatever knowledge we have, we are actually indebted to these great personalities who have sacrificed their whole life to maintain and to expand and propagate the essential religious principles, the purity of the message, without polluting it, without contaminating it, without diluting it, without corrupting it. It's not easy. It's very, very difficult. And therefore, every time we speak about this principle, it would be ingratitude, or we will be ungrateful if we do not pray to the Supreme Lord and to the whole parampara who have so delicately carried this message, which is supremely beneficial to the humanity at large. Here, the pure dharma and anything that is cheating religion, anything else that is cheating, however exalted and pure it may seem to an ordinary ignorant layman, is being separated from the pure message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. All these authorities are saying, Savai Pumsam. This dharma is for everyone, irrespective of who you are, which caste or which religion or which country or which whatever you belong. Savai Pumsam. It's for every living entity. And Paro Dharma, the supreme most dharma, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. This is the highest religion. Anything less than this is actually compromised. Paro Dharma. And what is that? Yataha, by which, by practicing which, bhaktihi adhokshaje. Devotional service, you develop pure love. When you love, when you develop love, the symptom of service that comes out as a resultant is actually loving devotional service. To whom? Adhokshaje. Varnashrama acharavata purushena parah puman vishnur aradhyate pantha na anyat tattoshakaranam. The whole process of varnashram and all the other religious principle is samsiddhir haritoshanam, ultimately to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If the Supreme Lord is not satisfied, then it is shrama evahi kevalam. It is simply waste of labor. Simply external, superficial rituals. So, and what kind of service? Because ultimately it boils down to the service attitude. Whatever we do, if it is not arising out of service attitude, then it's all displeasing to the Lord. Service means what will please the person to whom I am serving. Not consideration of what will please me. Ahaituki. And to the extent that service is ahaituki, without expectation of what's in it for me, and apratihata, no situation, material situation can ever stop that. No, nothing can become an excuse, I can't render right now in this situation. Yayatma suprasidati. This will, only this will actually satisfy. And that is the message that has been carried since time immemorial by the great sages. Recently, I was hearing a Sri Vaishnava devotee, who is also a Vedic scholar. He was speaking about this Rishi Tattva. Who is a Rishi? What is their contribution? Why we should feel gratitude for them? Understand the significance of their contribution. So, he was explaining, first of all, the spirit of yajna or sacrifice. He was explaining, what is the sacrifice? There is a, at the bottom you keep a piece of wood. It's called Purva Arani. And on top you keep another piece of wood called Uttara Arani. And then you rub it. And the fire is generated. Then the yajna is performed. Successful. So he was explaining how the whole principle in the whole creation, you see, is based on the principle of sacrifice. He was telling, the earth is Purvagni, Purva Arani, and the sky is Uttar Arani. And the resultant, all the byproducts that is created, is a resultant of that. From the sky, rain falls, bringing all the living entities. Then the earth accepts all of that, nourishes it, cultivates, and all this beautiful crops come out. Or a man invests his life's energy, and a woman submits to that process and accepts that, and then the resultant is the child. Resultant process of this result is the child. So it's a spirit of sacrifice. One is giving his life's energy, another one is submitting and accepting it. So, that's the result. It's not easy. We see, actually, all of us are a result of sacrifice. In that sense. And not just that one act, but if you see, to raise, first of all, to conceive, give birth, and to raise a child, what to speak of, not just any child, but a useful, contributing citizen to this world, so much sacrifice is required. The father to provide and support, and the mother to love and care, just for one child to be born. This is the resultant. But what is the sacrifice that has gone behind? Without that, there is deterioration. Wherever there is no sacrifice, there is deterioration. And wherever you see progress, there has to be sacrifice behind it. Similarly, a guru is Uttaragni, Uttara Arani, and the Shishya, disciple, is the Purva Arani. As a guru puts his life's energy, virya, through his words, through deep practice of those principles, and after realizing those truths, sacrificing his life's energy to share that and impregnate the disciple's heart where the agni of knowledge is created. Jnanagni hi sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute tatha. So, wherever you see progress, especially something wonderful, one must understand behind that is a spirit of sacrifice. So if we see some nice devotional service going on, we must understand the whole parampara that you see, the picture, it's nothing but a spirit of sacrifice. And that's what, this is the resultant product that we are able to enjoy. After the yajna, you know, everyone dives to the fruit, wants to get the fruit. Yajna phal. So, one must understand this. And therefore, how do we actually express that gratitude? First, to accept what they are giving their life. For the yajna to be successful, the Uttara Arani may be rubbing and trying to give, but on the part of the disciple, first sacrifice for the success of the sacrifice is to somehow sacrifice everything else to hear. In the Bhagavad Gita, Shrotandrinya Karmani, what is that? Swayam Indriyagni Shujuhuati, Shrotandrin Indriyani Yanni. Yeah, Swayam Agni Shujuhuati. Shabdadin Vishayananya Sanya. If you see the whole spirit of sacrifice there, what is that? You are hearing. What are we sacrificing when we are hearing? We are sacrificing enjoying other thoughts during that time. We could be doing so many things, but we sacrifice everything to submit ourselves to this success of this sacrifice. And when we sacrifice all of that and then allow this knowledge, and afterwards, the second part is to actually sacrifice to practice what we have heard for it to actually bear fruit. And after it bears fruit in the form of deep realization, then the sacrifice to continue, if at all we really actually want to continue, we have to sacrifice to share with others. And this is how this parampara is going on. This is how it is all protected and maintained and expanded. Had the earlier great souls not sacrificed, we wouldn't have received. If we do not, then everything will be finished. Everything will cool down. The fire will cool down. Everything will be finished. So the whole thing is sustained through the principle of yajna, sacrifice. That is the Rishi Tattva. When we offer our obeisances, we are offering to their sacrifice. They sacrifice their whole existence, karmana, manasa, vacha, to their mind's energy, to their verbal energy, through their physical energy. They sacrifice to give, to so that everyone had become happy, satisfied and blissful and achieve the perfection of life. He was giving the example of so many rishis. And every time I was hearing this great contribution of the rishis, I was thinking how Srila Prabhupada did all of it together. For example, all these great rishis he was glorifying. He was speaking about, for example, Agastya. He said, what was this contribution of Agastya Rishi? He said, first of all, what is the meaning of Agastya? He said, Aga means mountain. And Stya means to put it to sleep or lay it down. In the Purana, it is mentioned that one time, Vindhya mountain was growing and growing and growing and growing and growing, wanting to compete with the Himalayas to become the topmost mountain. And had it happened, then it would have divided the whole Bharatvarsha into two. So when he saw that, he actually subdued Vindhya mountain and kept it at a particular level so he brought about the unification where there was suspected division. It's like Himalaya. On this side of Himalaya, one country, on that side. So big that, you know, there is, when it's too big, then you are disconnected automatically. It's a huge wall, then you get divided. If you remove that wall, then, you know, just like that Berlin Wall, German East and West Germany. When they broke the wall, then that unification was brought about. So this was the contribution of Agastya. That Vindhya mountain, which was dividing and potentially a threat to divide the nation, he actually subdued it and brought about the unification. Secondly, Agastya was the contemporary of Parshuram, Lord Ramachandra also later, Jamadagni and others. And Parshuram, disgusted with the so-called Kshatriyas, traveled 21 times all over to destroy any seed of Kshatriya race thoroughly. And without Kshatriyas, Brahminical culture was getting finished. And therefore, Agastya traveled all over the world and sowed the seeds of Brahminical culture, Brahmanas and Kshatriya seeds everywhere, so that Brahmanas and Kshatriyas can grow everywhere, by which the Varnashram Dharma, the Vedic culture of true Sanatana Dharma, pure, unalloyed message of the Lord, can be distributed all over. for everyone's benefit. The third thing is, there were demoniac forces who were trying to destroy the Brahmanas. Head amongst them was, in the southern part of India, was a demon called Ilvala. Ilvala, and he had a coalition with his brother Vatapi. And they had a fantastic plan of destroying all the Brahmanas. So any Brahmana would come. They said, hey, please come for in our house. There is a feast arranged. You must come for Shraddha. So Shraddha can't refuse. The Brahmana has to come. And Vatapi would become a goat. And he would sacrifice the goat and then offer it to the Brahmanas. Now you may say, how is this? Brahmanas, how would they eat? So he explains, before Kaliyuga, Palapaitrikam, you know, Ashwamedham Gavalambham Sanyasam Palapaitrikam Devarena Sutotpattim Kalim Pancha Vivarjayet. Five things are not observed in Kaliyuga. And that is for Pitris, they used to offer meat earlier, and that was sex, but that's what, maybe in the previous, they had the power to digest and still be pure. Anyway, so this was their plan. And he would eat, the Brahmana would eat, and after eating, when he loudly burps and says, I'm satisfied. And then Ilvala would say, Vatapi, come out! And he would just kind of break open, you know, tear open the belly of the Brahmana, and he would come out and completely destroy. And in this way, he had destroyed thousands of Brahmanas. This was their strategic plan for destroying all the Brahmanas. So, Agastya went there. Now, so, Ilvala invited. Agastya said, all right. Then he came. Then Vatapi, as usual, became the goat. He sacrificed the goat and then, you know, made offering and offered it to Agastya. And Agastya ate. And then after some time, he said, I am completely satisfied. Then Ilvala said, Vatapi, come out. He said, no, I have thoroughly digested him. And then Agastya actually destroyed Ilvala also. And he was telling how Agastya was contributed for protecting the Brahminical culture through all these wonderful activities. And as I was hearing, I was thinking how Prabhupada did not only this and much more. Today, in the name of religion, there are big walls built which divide people either by language, either through geographical area, or through religion, or through racism. We're building walls which divide people rather than unifying them. Huge, big, egoistic, selfish walls we create. And Srila Prabhupada laid that to rest by his preaching, destroying these walls and unifying all the people by this international society of Krishna consciousness, where Krishna is the center. Sarva yonishu kaunteya murtaya tasam brahma mahad yonir aham bija pradah pita. How he brought about the union, irrespective, much beyond the superficial religion of based on racism, based on language, based on any other than the fact that everyone is part of Janmadesyataha. The source of everything is ultimately one, and therefore we are united in that sense. He brought about that unification. And as Agastya traveled all over the world to sow the seeds where practically the whole Kshatriya and Brahminical culture was lost, Srila Prabhupada also traveled all over the world to create Brahmanas. Unimaginable. First of all, we didn't have Brahmanas here. So-called Brahmanas were worse than Shudras. But Srila Prabhupada, traveling all over, actually created first-class Brahmanas. Not just Brahmanas, Vaishnavas. Much beyond even Brahmanas. And in this way, revived what was practically lost and destroyed by the force of Kali Yuga. It's like Parshuram traveling and destroying. Kali was traveling all over and destroying. Kalau Shudra Sambhava. That's the nature of Kali, to pull down everyone to the level of Shudras. But against all that, with a great sacrifice, Srila Prabhupada created Brahmanas. All over the world, black Brahmanas, white Brahmanas, yellow Brahmanas. You go to Mayapur during Gaur Purnima festival. Amazing to see all kinds of Brahmanas, Vaishnavas from all over the world. One man. Simply amazing. Empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then there were these powerful demoniac forces which were bent upon contaminating, corrupting, and then destroying Brahmanas. Either political, demoniac political leaders, demoniac thinkers, philosophers, scientists, who, and all of them, just like Ilvala and Vatapi, you know, collaborated, all this collaboration together were systematically trying to destroy Vedic culture. All this is nonsense, all this is grandmother's story and impractical, irrelevant to this age. And in this way, intelligent people all over the world were gradually getting corrupted by these thoughts, by this propaganda of scientists, philosophers, thinkers, political leaders, and then gradually being devoured and destroyed. But Srila Prabhupada, by his powerful preaching, as if eating and digesting and destroying them. Fools and rascals, scientists, philosophers, thinkers, politicians, he spared no one. However powerful they are, he actually digested all their philosophy and, you know, ejected it out. As stool, simply stool. And anyone who has heard Prabhupada's philosophy, immediately, what is seen as gold is seen as stool by them. Those who don't understand Prabhupada's philosophy, see this philosophy as, see this presentation of all these scientists, philosophers, and you know, this, we have come from monkeys and all the big, as gold, as golden thing, oh, treasure house. Some political people lament, or all libraries are getting destroyed. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if all the libraries of the world completely get destroyed, all the books, there is absolutely no loss. If one Bhagavatam set remains, there is no loss of knowledge to the world. Because ultimately, what is the purpose of knowledge? The purpose of knowledge is to remove the miseries. Ultimately, why do you want knowledge? A knowledgeable person can know how to remove miseries of life and become happy. Otherwise, what is it? It's a burden, burdensome. If it doesn't serve this purpose of removing miseries, what is the use of knowledge? It's simply burden on the head. So with all these big philosophies, big books and big, what kind of problem? It's more creating more problem than solving. But this knowledge, Rajvidya, the king of all knowledge, anyone who has this knowledge can recognize what is truly valuable and what is useless as stool, unnecessary burden. Recently, His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj was giving a very nice lecture in Belagam Rath Yatra. And there he said, he quoted how Prabhupada went to the went to London, and there he met some reporters who were asking, Swamiji, what is this? You have come to you know, what have you come to give? You already have. And things like that. No, what have you come to take? Prabhupada said, I have not come here to take anything. I have come to give. You people came not to take but to loot. You people came and looted this whole country for 200 years. And you took away what you thought was valuable. You took Kohinoor diamond and put it in the museum. You didn't recognize the real valuable stuff. Today I have come to hand over what you forgot. Take this Bhagavatam and take this Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, I have come to hand over what you forgot to loot. Foolishly, you took something thinking valuable. A piece of carbon you took, which is compressed a little more and shining. And you are putting it, putting on your head as a crown jewel. But you are so foolish, you are so ignorant, you didn't recognize it. Now I have brought the real jewel. Now I have brought the real diamond. And I have come to hand over to you. My dear sir, you looted. But here we are, like Vasishtha. Vishwamitra tried to trouble him so much, but Vasishtha forgave. So when I was hearing this whole, these rishis, I was thinking, personification of all those rishis is Srila Prabhupada. We cannot ever fathom the contribution that this one single personality, empowered by the Lord, has made to the world. Only time will tell. Someone very close to the mountain does not recognize the glory of the mountain. But as you walk away from the mountain, you see in its full glory. Similarly, those who are very close to Srila Prabhupada may not initially have recognized, but as they see after Srila Prabhupada's departure, 35 years later, they see gradually his impact being made all over the world. It will go down in the history, Prabhupada said. This Hare Krishna movement will go down in the history as having saved the planet at its greatest time of darkest hour, in its darkest hour. We may not have realized, but as we see, those souls, great souls, Prabhupada like was the Uttara Arani. And those who are like the Purva Arani, who properly sacrificed everything else to hear, actually understand what is the mood and the spirit of what he was trying to give, how it was absolutely non-sectarian, universal, truly beneficial for all mankind for all time, and those who sacrificed to imbibe those teachings in their own lives first, and then after digesting it and being nourished by this, energized by it, sacrificing everything to share with the whole world. And in this way, in its glorious connecting way, continuing this gift of this pure religious principles. What is given by Narada? Yesterday our Baldev Prabhu so nicely glorified the contribution of Narada Muni. So many wonderful ways. And he was telling again how Narada can be compared with Prabhupada. That BTG article did that. That's the spirit actually. That's the whole parampara of such great exalted souls who have done such contribution, unimaginable, unfathomable contribution to the world. But only thing is, to even to appreciate, we need to have some sacrifice. Otherwise you can't. To digest it, we need to do some little sacrifice. And to spread it also, we need to do little sacrifice. But in this sacrifice, we will sacrifice all our anarthas also. It's very, very beneficial. Not only for us, but for the whole world. So therefore, Narada Muni is actually glorifying Nara Narayan Rishi and all that. Just before Bhagavatam, we also glorify. That glorification is not a ritual. It's not actually a ritual. It's not just, you know, you just chant before beginning Bhagavatam. But just like in the Riki system, you become channel. You have to become a channel. So you simply pray to the Lord and to that glorious parampara which is carrying with great spirit of sacrifice, carrying the pure, pristine message of the Supreme Lord for everyone's benefit. So may we become a channel, a pure, transparent via medium to understand, to apply and to share this glorious and wonderful message. For not only benefiting ourselves, but in whatever way we can contribute to share indirectly or directly with everyone that we can come across. And in this way perfect our lives. Hare Krishna. So any question, comment? 1 minute we have. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Granthrāj śrīmad-bhāgatam ki jai, Thāya gaur-premānandī. Thank you very much.